North Korea this week finalized a mutual defense treaty with Russia. The U.S. says the pact could be used to justify the widening of the war in Ukraine, since North Korean troops were brought in to help Russian forces. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more from Seoul.
Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un agreed on the treaty in June. They signed it into law within 2 days of each other. The treaty says that if either country is invaded, the other one must provide military and other assistance. Che Yong-hwan, a senior researcher with the Institute for National Security Strategy, a government think tank, explains.
It was Russia that actually invaded Ukraine, so there wasn't enough of an excuse for North Korea to be involved. But then Ukraine invaded Kursk, and that's when the North Korean and Russian parliaments started to move together to ratify the treaty.
The U.S., Ukraine, and South Korea say that some 10,000 North Korean troops are in Russia, mostly in the Kursk region, helping Russia to drive out Ukrainian troops who attacked in August. The North Korean troops are believed to be young, inexperienced, and lightly armed, or as Ukraine puts it, cannon fodder. The North Koreans are targets not only of Ukrainian bullets, but also propaganda from North Koreans who defected to the South. They've sent the troops a poem about a North Korean mother whose son has been sent to Russia. She begs him to run away and not look back.
너희들은 지금 진정한 자유냐 아니면 죽음이냐 하는
You are now at a crossroads between true freedom and death. Do not hesitate on the path to true freedom out of guilt or a sense of duty towards your parents in your hometown. If my son can enjoy the freedom that I could not have or protect for you, your mom will shed tears of happiness.
North Korea's deployment marks a sea change in its foreign policy. Negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea collapsed in 2019. Since then, North Korea has tried to get what it needs from Russia and China instead. Park Hyung-jung, an emeritus researcher at the Korea Institute for National Unification, says that Russia has probably paid North Korea for ammunition and laborers that it's already sent, but he says Russia may have difficulty paying in the future.
As Russia's economy deteriorates and its foreign exchange situation gets worse, I think Russia will try to compensate North Korea with military technology rather than cash.
Kim Jong-un has described North Korea as being on the front lines of a new Cold War, which requires it to defend itself with nuclear weapons. Here he is in a speech last year, his remarks reported by TV news anchor Ri
Chun-hee.
The structure of a new Cold War is materializing on a global scale, Kim argued, and the existence of sovereign states is threatened by reactionary imperialist forces. North Korea has never sent so many troops overseas, but it has sent some, including fighter pilots who helped North Vietnam in the Vietnam War. Chu Jae-woo, an expert on Chinese foreign policy at Kyunghee University outside Seoul, says that North Korea is setting a precedent for future conflicts. For example,
if there's a contingency in Taiwan Strait, North Korea has implied that by taking action in the Ukraine war, it could also be really helpful to Chinese cause.
China claims Taiwan is its territory and is not ruled out taking it by force. Right now, looming over the Ukraine conflict is the second Trump administration. Trump claimed in July that he could settle the Ukraine conflict in 1 day. Researcher Che Yong-hwan says that North Korea must have factored that into their timing.
When the war is over, North Korea's value to Russia will be completely different from when the war is still going on. So I think that's why North Korea decided to send troops quickly.
Trump has also suggested he could solve the North Korean nuclear issue. But North Korea appears to have given up on the U.S., and some experts believe it has invested too much in ties with Russia to turn back. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.